By and large, pride is far from a good thing. When we're full of ourselves and our own self-importance, well, that's ugly, right? And God opposes the proud 100% of the time. But sometimes, pride can be a good thing. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. Like most parents, I'm proud of how my now adult children have turned out. They're each really good people, and that's a joy to me. Is there anything wrong with that? Not really. Pride is only ever a problem when it's misplaced, when it's focused on ourselves rather than on others. And by others, I'm including God. Because frankly, what I see when I look around is a whole bunch of people who call themselves Christians who not only aren't all that proud of Him, but in the face of mounting opposition, they're altogether too shy, ashamed even of the Savior who gave His life for them. But not the Apostle Paul. Romans chapter 1, verse 16. I am proud of the good news because it's the power God uses to save everyone who believes, to save the Jews first, and now to save those who aren't Jews. If we profess to believe in Jesus, then let's stop being shy about Him. Sure, some people will revile you for speaking plainly of Christ. But as a man by the name of Pat Steele puts it, the tragedy of people going to hell for eternity concerns me more than if people like me are liked or not right now. I am a follower of Jesus, and I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. Don't be ashamed of the good news of Jesus. Someone's life depends on it. That's God's word, fresh for you today. Perhaps you know someone you'd love to see come to Christ, but they're a hard nut to crack. The answer is prayer. And the only sort of prayer the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. And we would absolutely love to pray with you into whatever need you might have. So stop by at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request so that we can pray with you. Again, that's powerfulprayer.org.